With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. More than 4,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19, including nearly 500 in California, according to Johns Hopkins University. I recently spoke with former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, who's lived most of his life in Carmel Valley, about the coronavirus outbreak. Panetta also served as the director of the CIA and White House Chief of Staff. Here are some highlights from our conversation, which took place at the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in Seaside.
The president declared a national emergency on Friday, which he said opens access to about $50 billion to combat coronavirus. What are your thoughts on that action?
It's a little late. Frankly, it should have been the centerpiece of his speech to the nation from the Oval Office. But I do think that the national emergency declaration is required.
The president has brought together a public-private partnership to work on methods of testing and other aspects of the response to the spread of this virus. Has this been done before?
Well, normally, past presidents have always tried to build a partnership with the private sector when you're confronting this kind of crisis. This is particularly appropriate because this administration has not done a very good job of providing testing kits, Walgreens and others, by virtue of being able to provide, drive-in kind of testing operations that can operate more quickly. I think that'll help. South Korea tests almost 10,000 people a day. We're not even close. We ought to be able to provide those testing kits. More importantly, my concern is that we don't have a baseline right now as to, how many people are getting this virus, how many people on a daily basis are being impacted. We need a baseline. The only way to determine that baseline is through testing.
Around the U.S. and locally, schools are closing, rec centers, events, concerts being canceled, and your second Panetta lecture series of the season has been postponed. What sorts of considerations went into making that decision?
My wife and I were particularly concerned about the growing numbers that we were seeing and the fact that ultimately it has to be contained. And the only way you can contain it is by limiting human contact. It's the right thing to do. It's difficult. Obviously, canceling these events has a huge impact in terms of the community. Canceling events impacts on jobs, impacts on our economy. This is clearly a major crisis that we're confronting. But we have to respond. We have to do our duty. We have to do our part. And I think if everybody does that, regardless of sometimes the ambivalent leadership coming from Washington, I think this country can ultimately confront the crisis that we're facing.
How do you think the virus will affect the Democratic primary and potentially the general election?
Well, immediately it's going to have a hell of a reaction because you can't have campaign events, you can't bring people together. And so I think there's going to be a period of time here where politics is going to have to take a backstage. The hope is that once we get to the summer and hopefully this thing will be better controlled, that the country can again focus on the presidential election in the fall.
The House and the White House recently reached a deal on a stimulus bill, which involves matters like paid emergency leave, free testing. What are your thoughts on the bill?
You have to deal with issues related to unemployment compensation, food needs for people that otherwise are not going to be able to get food. Kids who depend on school lunches and school breakfasts are going to need assistance. Those are all elements that my understanding is are in the House bill. I think the administration finally took the right step. My hope is that the Senate can take it up quickly and get it enacted.
That was Secretary Leon Panetta speaking about the coronavirus outbreak. To read more of our conversation, head over to KAZU.org. I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.